It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Montgomery, following a Bruins shutout loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs, a team that they have owned for a couple of seasons now. Every playoff round, they beat them. Nine straight games, I think we just heard there from Judd Surratt on the call on Nesson last night. You heard Monty talking about the special teams, another killer for them again. It just seems like this keeps on happening. Three goals in regulation. I guess the fourth one was in regulation too, but it was an empty netter. Three goals, all of them power play goals, all three. Bam, bam, bam. This is a team that takes dumb penalties. This is a team that has a very poor penalty kill. And this is a team, and it pains me to say this, that is not getting good goaltending from Jeremy Swayman. He has not been good. He has not been playing like a guy living up to his contract. There may be some talk of how if he had gotten his ramp up and everything, it might have been different. And to that, I still have some bad feelings geared towards the Bruins on that. You could have gotten this done earlier and avoided all of this, but you know, it takes two to tango, and Swayman was out there tangoing his ass off in the middle of those tense negotiations there. I still think the Bruins should have paid him quicker, but this was something that got dragged out by both sides, and Swayman's clearly, I don't think, ready to start the year. He's not having a good year. His numbers are way down. His peripherals are way down, and that was a bad game for him last night, despite the fact that he's under siege with his man advantage every single night. It seems like that's most of the goals that he's giving up are power play goals.
Yes.
And that's, you know, I mean, listen, you're a professional goalie. You got to go out there and you got to deal with that sometime. You don't have to give up a goal on every single flipping power play, but it seems like that's just the way it's going with this team this year.
Yeah, Swayman's not like Mayo. He's not in the solutions business right now. He's not the solution. He's not helping them. I told you off air, like I clicked it on. So this was sort of a news dump game happening on election night. We talked about it yesterday. The NBA's off. The NHL's playing. They're playing the Leafs. You get shut out by the Leafs. This whole theory that, you know, they're always the get right, feel good team for the Bruins. Well, this might be the opposite of that because they had a little bit of momentum, two games in a row they win, and then you go get shut out. And I clicked it on, got home late after I bitched about the traffic forever, and I click it on, and it's like, oh, pasta penalty. Right. Oh, goal allowed. Oh, this is the Bruins I've seen all year. And the 413 only needed two words on his text or her text. Pasta stinks was the response.
Pasta kind of stinks. Pasta kind of stinks.
They all kind of stink.
That high stick in the second period led to a goal. The one penalty that I thought was total BS was that one on Zadorov where Pacioretty just skated into him and they called that interference. I thought that was a very soft call. And believe it or not, the Bruins penalty kill killed off more penalties than they let in goals. There was like seven power plays and they killed off four of them, but they let in three goals. I'm sorry, that's just not enough. The Bruins had six power plays and they got nothing. They got a goose egg on the entire game. So yeah, Swayman's not playing well. I'll grant that. I'm not gonna die on that hill now. I'm not gonna lie to you people and tell you he's doing something he's not doing. He's not playing well, but Jesus, you can't win the game 0-0. This team's getting shut out way too often here. This is a problem. The whole thing's a problem. And I don't know, I mean, at this point I feel like Montgomery's got to be counting his days.
Yeah.
Maybe even counting his hours.
And I heard there wasn't a lot of anger there. It was almost like resignation.
Yeah, that sounded like. Yep.
It was just like, you know, our special teams are what they are. The numbers are what they are. I am who I am. I'll probably be in the media next week or doing something else other than coaching this hockey team. And, you know, I always feel bad when you're talking about employment. You know,
right.
People got on me yesterday for saying KJ Osborne, good, see you later, get traded, which isn't actually being fired.
Yeah, he's not losing his job.
You're just collecting your paycheck in a different place, and that place is much sunnier and nicer
right.
if he goes to, like, the Chargers or some team out there. Whereas Montgomery, I don't know. I don't know what his coaching resume and reputation is going to be after this, because it's weird. It's coach of the year. It's best regular season ever. Then
these guys always pop back up again.
I feel like he has to.
Right. Yeah. He's a guy. Pop back up. Butch pop back up. They all pop back up.
But it feels like Keefe's report that he's on the hot seat feels more like a when, not if now. It's what is the point that pushes them over the line? They saved his job. He saved his job, however you want to phrase it, with a couple wins, but it seemed kind of like a foregone conclusion now.
Yeah, it does kind of seem that way. The Bruins this week have games against Calgary and Ottawa at TD Garden. The two games that they won to break up the streak, two shutout victories over Philadelphia and Seattle, I was pleased to see that, but we also knew that these are games against bad teams in the league. I know the Flyers beat them last week or whenever it was, but
A bad team too.
They're a bad team. The Bruins now are not a.
You're in the
not
bad team. Mix.
You're not that bad. I mean, you're not bottom of the barrel, but like these are games that I think they need to be more up for. And you know, you want to talk about alarm bells. You want to talk about red flags. Is there a bigger one than getting shut out 4-0 by the Toronto Maple Leafs? Like that, without Austin Matthews, like that to me is a pretty significant one right there. That's one that you look at and say, okay, even the psychological edge that they have over a team like the Leafs isn't there anymore.
Right.
Like this has gone beyond whatever little tweaks you want to make to the lineup. Like this is like a team-wide thing.
They need a shakeup. They need a change. They need something. And it's sort of like we're talking about the trade deadline with the Patriots. Much different scenario, though. This is a team that had aspirations, certainly playoff aspirations,
definitely,
and maybe deep playoff aspirations. And right now, I mean, you kind of dismissed it. And Philadelphia's a bad team. Bruins are a bad team. I'm not saying they. Oh, sorry. Let me take that back, Gerard Mayo style. They are playing badly right now.
They are.
They are playing bad hockey right now. Question is, how long do you play bad hockey for before you are labeled a bad team?
Good question.
I mean, how many weeks do you play where it's like, don't worry about it, it's this, it's that? Or, maybe you have good players. Good players who aren't playing well makes you a bad team.
Yeah.
Just because their resume, because you can look them up on Hockey Reference and it says they're a good player, are they good players right now? Who's playing well right now? Who's a good player for the Bruins right now?
It's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a good answer for you. I really don't. The Bruins right now.
That was very Gerard Mayo of you. Good question. I don't want to get into that now.
Listen, I'm thinking about it, and I don't have one. Do you have one?
Who
do you think's playing well?
I don't think they're a good team right now.
The Bruins right now have...
Kastelic. I mean,
Kastelic, that's true.
In the Ullmark trade, he's actually being a bright spot for this Bruins team.
That's true. He's been good. I mean, I think that when they broke up that last line and sort of put everybody on different lines, that was the end of that. And you see predictable results there. The Bruins are a minus 12 goal differential. Minus 12. That's bad. That's other than the Canadiens, that's the worst in the Atlantic. That's the worst goal differential. They've given up 46 goals so far. The Detroit Red Wings, for example, 35. Toronto, 39. The Panthers, 41. Like, you're not scoring, and you're giving up a ton of goals, and you, on the periphery anyway, it's not there yet. They have 13 points or whatever it is, and I think that they're still within striking distance of the wild card, but still. It's too early to be talking about this anyway, but that's kind of the point, is that, you're winning a couple of games here and there, but when it comes to the way these games are going, you're down there with the bad teams. I mean, it's as simple as that. You're down there at the bottom with the bad teams when it comes to goal differential and actually showing up in some of these games.
You are the second wild card right now. I just checked.
Oh, are they? I thought they were outside looking in. Okay,
13
fine. So
points
you
makes you right behind the Capitals at 16 points as the second wild card, according to standings on ESPN.com.
Okay, very good. So they're still in it. Still holding on. Still got that second wild card with a bunch of teams all clawing right behind them. But yeah, okay. So you're still in the mix for that. But the way things are trending, unless you start scoring more and defending a little bit more, that's not going
to
be the case for
to
much
me,
longer.
It's the defending more.
Yeah.
I kind of have given up on the scoring more.
They're the only current playoff team right now with a negative goal differential. And it's negative 12. I mean, that's bad. That's a bad sign. You know, it's not just a couple of games here and there. Like, you're getting blown out. You're getting the no doubt about it type of games, and you're not scoring. Like, that's all there is to it. 617-779-7937. The Celtics are in action tonight, taking on the Golden State Warriors at TD Garden. Steve Kerr's in town. Probably a very sad Steve Kerr's in town tonight. We'll get to that. We'll get to this matchup. No Jaylen Brown. What's Jason Tatum going to do? We'll discuss it next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.